You are listening to Dr. Rob White with the AULC Ministries. Scan the QR code to visit our website at aulc.us and find us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV and TalkShoe.
Hello and welcome to the AULC Ministries message this week. I'm Dr. Rob White. I'm the senior minister here at AULC Ministries, and I'm happy that you could take a few minutes out of your busy weekend just to be with us today. Just want to remind you that to visit our website at aulc.us or click on the QR code, scan that in. It'll take you right there. You'll find our new website up and running. We've got a lot of things we're continuing to add, so check back often. Make sure that you and keep up to date. Now, like my sermon last week, this is part two of that series. I did these series of sermons, it's only two parts, but I done this back when my late wife was diagnosed with two different cancers. Now, I've rewritten both of these sermons and re-releasing them again today. Now, unfortunately, cancer is still a big concern today, much like it was when I first preached these sermons back in 2013. Now, just as a recap, like previously on AULC Ministries, in September of 2013, my late wife was diagnosed with two cancers, pancreatic cancer and lung cancer, both primary cancers. Now, she was a breast cancer survivor, and unfortunately, this diagnosis gave her 2 months to a year to live. Now, just prior to this sermon, it was about 2 weeks earlier, she had been released from the St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis, and I woke up to find her in a diabetic coma. Her blood sugar had bottomed out, and after a trip to the ER, several hours later, she was back to her old self again. And unfortunately, if this condition had not been caught in time, I would have lost her. Now, because of the pancreatic cancer, this was messing with her blood sugar. And regular insulin injections were necessary. And she had these two primary cancers, pancreatic and lung, like I said. And she had been in St. Vincent's for a couple of weeks, and we had been dealing with the doctors and the nurses and learning more ways about cancer treatments and the medical oncology and other medical things and things that I never thought I'd ever have to learn in my life, and learning more about cancer than I ever knew. After going through all of this, I began to realize there are some things about cancer that we don't think about. One thing I learned is that cancer is so limited. Now, we tend to think that cancer is this huge, insurmountable monster, and in some ways that's very true. Many of us here have lost someone to this terrible disease, and it's a word that can strike fear into almost anyone. But with a Holy Spirit perspective, we can realize that this insurmountable monster, this incredibly difficult disease that mankind has been unable to conquer, is really very limited in what it can do to us as children of the living God. Cancer cannot do many things. One thing cancer can't do is cripple love. Also, cancer cannot shatter hope. It can't corrode faith. It can't eat away peace. It can't destroy confidence. It cannot kill a friendship. Cancer cannot shut out memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot invade the soul. It can't reduce eternal life. It cannot quench the spirit. And finally, Cancer cannot lessen the power of the resurrection. Now first, let's take a moment here, just look at the truth, that cancer cannot cripple love. First, there's our love for one another. Cancer can never cripple that. Now, there are some people that will run off and they'll leave one of their mates when they get sick. And when my late wife was in the hospital, I spent every available moment that I could during her hospitalization. I was there to give her sips of water or juice, and I was there to help her to the bathroom when she was able to get out of bed. And cancer did not cripple my love for my late wife in any way. You see, you'll continue to live in the lives of those that you touch with love. Nothing remains quite so permanently as the love that flows from you to someone else. God's enormous love is yours to draw upon and share. And once you're filled with this love, it begins to overflow, because cancer cannot cripple love. Then, of course, there's God's love for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The Apostle Paul here in verse 35 suggests seven things that might cripple love, or as he says, separate us from the love of Christ. But then he says with absolute confidence that nothing can separate us, nothing can cripple the love that God has for us in Christ Jesus. Now first, there's trouble. Now cancer could be classified as trouble. It can also be classified as hardship. He lists five more things, and then he classifies them all together in verse 37. But he notes that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Now we're not conquerors on our own. The truth is, apart from the love of God, cancer can do all these things. But with and through the love of Christ Jesus, we are indeed not just conquerors, not just able to be victorious over all the other things that Paul's mentioned, but we are more than conquerors, and that is more than victorious. Now the Greek word used here means we keep on being conquerors to a greater degree, or we keep on winning a glorious victory. Jesus' love for us enables us to be triumphant in spite of circumstances. Paul ends this passage with a declaration. "I am convinced," he wrote, "or I am persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God." Then he lists 10 things. And I don't think this list was meant to be an exhaustive list, but it really does cover a lot. He hits the big ones first, death and life. That's what we need to remember today. Let's remember the big things that cannot separate us from the love of God. My entire family was standing beside my late wife during her battle with cancer. And I don't know about the rest of you, but my church family is also precious. And as the Word of God clearly states, we rejoice with those who rejoice, and we weep with those who weep. Now today, we might weep, But we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Cancer cannot cripple love. Nothing can. His death and resurrection for us is proof of that. Cancer cannot corrode faith. Though there are certainly many verses on faith in the Word of God, the one that exemplifies the kind of faith that I have personally is in Hebrews 11:6. It says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Now, sometimes our attitude is, "Listen, your servant speaks," rather than "Speak, your servant is listening." I heard someone say once that if you have enough faith, you won't get sick. I never want anyone to put that condemnation on me, because God doesn't. That it's my fault because of a lack of faith that I got sick. That's such a shallow understanding of faith, because faith is not a quick fix. It's an abiding faith. Faith that stands. They're still there, even when you don't get what you ask for. A faith that's been tried and tested and proven to be steadfast. There's a scripture that says, "When trouble comes, welcome it like a friend." That's one scripture I've never been able to heartily apply to my life, because when trouble comes, I don't usually say, "Well, come on in, friend." I usually say, "Oh no, not again." Why don't you go over to someone else's house? Pick on someone your own size. They need a little test. You've proven yourself to me already. Pick on someone else. Pick on a younger guy. I don't believe that God allowed this to happen to test my late wife. This is still a sinful world. We were a faith church before faith became a denomination. The faith taught here is a faith you can depend on whether you're sick or whether you're well. That endures through good times and bad times. A faith that says to God, "I can trust you no matter what happens." Another thing cancer cannot do is eat away peace. That doesn't mean there hasn't been hurt. That doesn't mean that there hasn't been emotional pain. But there was peace. There was peace in God's presence. There was peace in God's sovereignty. And there was peace in God's plans and purposes, whatever they might be. Listen to the words of Jesus himself in John 14:27. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You see, medical science can't bring peace. The hospitals can't bring peace. Peace can be found in meditation on Scripture, rather than on medication. You see, meditation rather than medication. We obtain our peace directly from the Master, and nothing in the world can give you this kind of peace. You cannot work it up. You cannot pull it out of the air. You can only get this from the source of peace, and that's the one who is the Prince of Peace. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Cancer cannot lessen the power of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:42-44 says, "So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is a spiritual body. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Romans 6:4-5 tells us, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism and death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, that we might too walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, by his power God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Courage cannot be silenced by cancer, because cancer cannot silence courage. Courage is a quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty without fear. Cancer cannot shatter hope. Romans 15:4 tells us, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. One definition of hope that I read recently mentioned that what is desired is also possible. Then it is said that all healing is divine. Every doctor, whether he knows it or not, acts as God's healing agent. A man is immortal until God is through with him. Romans 5:2 tells us, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 15:19, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. For there is life. If that's life, let me try it again. If this life is all there is, we're hopeless. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We have that sure and certain hope. And it's not the wishing kind of hope. It's a sure thing, and it's certain. Cancer cannot quench God's spirit or our spirit. It can touch the body, but it cannot touch the spirit, our spirit or God's spirit. We must not think of physical healing as the only sign of God's grace. God reveals himself through the spirit just as powerfully as he reveals himself through the body. Cancer cannot reduce eternal life. Did you ever think about this? Eternal life does not begin at death. It begins the moment that we receive the free gift of salvation from Jesus. When we accepted Christ, when we were born again. Romans 8:16 tells us, the Spirit himself testifies that our spirit is that we are God's children. 1 Corinthians 15:54-58 tells us, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortality with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is the Lord, and it's not in vain. the things that were true about God thousands of years ago are still true today. Now, isn't that good news? Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Deuteronomy 32:4 says he is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. Psalms 33:4 says, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does." Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Lamentations 3:21 to 24 says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him." You see, we're not built for time, we're built for eternity. It also occurs to me that cancer is built for time, and it cannot follow us into eternal life. And that's another thing that cancer cannot do. That's our Lord's message for this Lord's day, and I hope you got a blessing out of it. Go out this week, be a blessing and be blessed, because the more you're a blessing, the more you will be blessed. For the AULC Ministries, I'm Dr. Rob White, saying thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, if you're listening on the podcast. And we hope to see you all next week. So go out and have a great week. And remember, we all have a story to tell. So make yours a good one. Thank you.
Thank you for watching and listening to Dr. Rob White with the AULC Ministries. Athens Universal Life Church is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. This has been an AULC Studios video production. Copyright 2012 to 2022 Athens Universal Life Church, all rights reserved.